Welcome to an encounter with the Spirit, Word, and Prayer through the prolific apostolate and teaching ministry of Apostle Femi Lazarus, lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church Global. It is his vision to raise God's end time on.
God has not called you to prove you are the best. He has not. As a leader, you are a broker of gifts and talent.
So, brace up for an experience.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Good to see you. Wow. 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 Will you help me honor Apostle? So let me just say this. You know, God has blessed me with a beautiful wife. So it takes someone with the might of Apostle Irene to drag me out on a Valentine evening. Please help me honor Apostle. Wow. Amen. I have said this behind him, and I'm saying it again. When God gives the body a gift like this, we owe our generation the responsibility to protect him. True? In the place of prayer. And to publicly defend him. True or not true? Let's please honor God in his life, please. Thank you, sir. And I will say this. I love him not just for the result, but for the heart. So come on. Oh, come on. Every time I'm wowed. And good to be here. I've seen this place on YouTube videos. I made it. Finally, I'm here. Amen. All right, please be seated. God bless you. Praise God. Who is ready for Jesus today? Okay, so I asked my media team to help design my topic that I'll be teaching on today. So I believe they've done that, and it will be projected on the screen. Amen. Can we bow our heads just for a moment and say, Father, thank you. Please, let's open our heart and spirit to receive insight from the throne of grace. That we are open, Lord, to receive insight, to receive light, revelation, corrections in every aspect of our lives. Will you please pray that prayer in a few seconds? I receive insight of the Spirit that someone seated here today and watching online will get it right because God called for this meeting. Oh yes, it is possible to get it right. You have 45 more seconds to pray that prayer. I receive insight, revelation, knowledge. Specifically, ask God to help you see yourself where you are. That he will open your eyes of understanding to know what he is doing in your life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say that amen loud and clear. How many of you have seen behind the scene of movies before? Huh? Talk to me now. You've seen behind the scene of certain movies, right? And usually, it doesn't seem to make sense like the movie. True or not true? Uh-huh. So let's deal with the aspect that doesn't seem to make much sense. But that's where everything is fabricated from. Is that okay? Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis, chapter number 2. So we need to lay doctrinal foundation. Let's have, I know this is a house of the word, so I know I will not struggle. Amen. There are places you go and you struggle because you have to build a foundation, which is not the job of a guest minister, okay? So I'm excited. Amen. People should relax. So. I know you're expecting basketballs. Relax. Relax, okay? Relax. Tell your neighbor, relax. Let's enjoy this ride. Mm-hmm. No stress, okay? Mm-hmm. So that by the time the thing is coming, it will meet you unaware. Not like you put up your shield. No, relax. Look at your neighbor and say, you look amazing. Okay? Usually they used to beg me to wear these kind of shoes. But I'm coming to CCI. Ah. They must collect. Amen. All right. Now look at this. Genesis 2, let's start the reading from verse 7. Genesis 2 from verse 7. Look at what the Bible says. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, where he had put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted into four heads. Please permit me to jump a bit. Let's go to verse 15. I want to major on that man. And the Lord took the man. Somebody say the man. Come on, say it again. The man. Now, the word the there, all right, makes that man definite. That's a definite article there. A specific man. Not just man. The man. And put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord said, it is not good that we should be alone. Huh? It is not good that we should be alone. The man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate. So it means that it is not age that determines a change of status. What did I say? You are not ready for marriage simply because you are getting close to 30. You can be a fool at 30 and even beyond. I've told people, like Elihu said, that he thought that multitude of years should accumulate to wisdom. Unfortunately, fools also grow old. True or not true? Talk to me now. So there is a kind of man that should not be alone. If that kind of man is alone for too long, it will cause confusion. We need to help him. Ask your neighbor, are you the man? We need to help you. Stop confusing us. Are you the man? Amen. When that kind of man is alone for so long, it's a problem. Imagine Pastor Irene, Apostle Irene here, single and searching. How? Problem. We'll have to help him with fasting and prayer. Settle him, Lord. But there is a kind, listen to this. There is a kind of man that it is in God's interest that he gets settled on time. Is that okay? Very important. Just follow me. Let's jump a bit. Let's go to verse 19 now. And out of the ground God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and caused and closed the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made thee a woman and brought her to him. And Adam said, this is now the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken from man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they both shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, man and his wife, and were not what? Ashamed. Now, I've always thought that the union of Adam and Eve is not the perfect model, particularly for this generation of Christians. And I'll tell you why, for many reasons. Adam and Eve never courted. True or not true? Talk to me now. I said they never courted. True? And Eve had no ex. Talk to me. Adam also had no ex. Nobody has broken their heart before. True or not true? An average person here is taking breakfast on a steady. So the idea, please pay attention, of their union looks so perfect. It looks as though, according to that description, the day she was formed, almost immediately, a man is seen and saying, wow, you shall be called woman. The man had seen many creatures before. Say, you chimpanzee, you gorilla, hey, you cat, you dove. Some had married what they should name. I'm in love. I just like the guy. He's speaking to the guy in the language he should have said, mum, mum, mum. See, I know you are going somewhere in the future. Mum, mum, mum. Pressure will make you marry what you should name. And that's what it does. It never leads anyone right. You're going somewhere. Just follow me. Now, if you look at, I love the later part of the description of their union. The Bible said they were both naked and not what? Ashamed. So that's the idea of God of how marriage should be. Complete vulnerability. Unfortunately, the voice of the Bible is not the loudest voice today in the life of an average Christian. We listen to the voice of pain, the voice of dysfunctionality, the voice of failure. Those who have failed are making doctrines out of their failures. And they are teaching another generation how to fail like them. You can listen to people talk to you about the subject of marriage, and the moment you finish listening to them, your home will be in trouble. Because they now have a perspective that will give you guide in certain areas that you need not to worry. And your fear will create what you are afraid of. So it is not everyone who has been married for so long is licensed to counsel those who are newly married. A marriage can be dysfunctional and yet long. In fact, and I say this, please get what I'm saying in context. A man can say that myself and my wife have never argued because the home is actually abusive. If the home is proper, you will argue at least once in a while. True or not true? Very important. So, people oftentimes, please pay attention, look at the idea of marriage as an end in itself. The coming together of a male and a female is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. The same way, look at my illustration. Someone can say, I'm going through depression. And the next thing I want to do now, I just want to kill myself. I can't cope anymore. Because the fellow actually thinks that death is an end. And what people fail to realize is that as long as you're existing, you cannot cease to exist. The worst that can happen is that you begin to exist now without God. In hell. So you see someone who has not accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior, say, I'm tired of this life, and take sniper and die because of frustration, only to enter into a bigger one in hell. So the idea that the moment two people have successfully married and pictures have been taken, they have succeeded, it's a lie from the pit of hell. Sometimes the wedding day is not actually a day of joy, if only you know those coming together. It is a day to be mourned. The one who stabbed the wife 7 times in her sleep, the day they got married, they also rejoiced. True or not true? Talk to me now. The one who poisoned the husband at night before because he saw him cheating, the day they married, they also rejoiced. True or not true? Talk to me now. The man who will sleep with his own daughter for years, the day he married his wife, they also rejoiced. But sometimes we are gathered to rejoice about what should not work. And people are looking at the dysfunctionality here. This is outright defect. And they keep telling themselves, let's just push it. As long as we can get to the point where we both say, I do, it is settled. Meanwhile, they forget that the problem has just started. Let me share a story with you. Maybe I should not properly go into the story. Okay, let me share the story. Years back, I had a boy I was discipling. And one day, I went to greet him in his house. And as I entered his living room, I saw a big pack of condom. I said, my friend, what are you doing with this? Me, I will ask. No, I will ask. What are you doing with this? He said, actually, Pastor, you know, it was my birthday last week. So my girlfriend gave me as a birthday. The kind of girl that will give you a carton of condom as a birthday gift wants to be used. True or not true? Talk to me now. Now, you guys are quiet. Talk to me now. She wants to enjoy something. True or not true? Listen to this story well. I mean, I was just discipling this boy, so I knew not to put him under pressure, but to take it slow with him. So I called him, we had conversations, showed him the scripture, the perspective of God's word about being sexually active outside marriage. So he listened, and about a few weeks later, he came to meet me. He saw a very strange message on the girl's phone from someone whose number she saved as Queen Mother. Listen, this is true life story. And what was written in that message is, how long will it take before you finish him? And she kept saying, just give me some more weeks. This actually, the conversation was about him, and he saw it. So he was sweating. He ran down to my house. Pastor, there's fire on the mountain. Look at what I saw. You know, in the days of, there's this thing called screen munch. So he brought the thing. Say, can you imagine what I saw? Listen to this story. As he entered my room, I looked at him. I said, hold on. I'm seeing someone walked into this room with you. She's on so and so color of gown with this pattern. You didn't come alone. He screamed, put his hand on his head. He said, you will not believe. What you have described now is the exact color of gown she was wearing when I left her. I said, oh boy, you didn't come alone. Just to, are you following what I'm saying? You know, to some, what I'm saying may sound spooky. Until you have collected once or twice. This life is not as you think. People collect on the day. Let's leave that. So he needed no one to tell him that
he was sleeping with a girl that was older than his mother. This is someone more powerful than him. So now I didn't need too much sermon. You know what to do. Run. Run for your life. Leave the rest. We'll pray. But for now, run. Escape. After that day, I just noticed that the young man cut himself off. And I never saw him. Neither did he pick my call. Neither did I hear from him. The next time I was hearing from him was when I saw a picture on Facebook of two people getting married. And he said, to those who think we could not get married, shame on them. Listen to this. The fact that a relationship has led to marriage is not a proof it has succeeded. Sometimes you have just entered the soup God is trying to deliver you from. And pressure will make you see marriage as the end. So I plan to give you some behind-the-scenes information, insider's information. Some of you are not married. We want to know, what does it feel like? Are you guys having sex every day? I'll tell you. And by the way, there are people who are not married, who are active, other than those who are married. Don't be by ring. I will also tell you the end result. Okay? Please listen to this. There is a biblical standard for relationships. There is a biblical standard for the kind of homes that God intends, particularly at such a time as this. The attack on the issue of marriage is so serious that the people getting married now must come with a deeper consciousness than romance. There must be something deeper about your ideology of marriage than me and my husband. You must have a sense of duty beyond just the conjugal activities. And if you read through the Bible, every time the devil needed to fight a nation, he fight them through wrong union. I don't have time to show you many things. Please look at the book of Numbers 23. Balak could not curse the Israelites, and Balaam could not curse them on behalf of Balak. Describe God's presence with them, how that these guys could not be penetrated. In Numbers 23:23 says, surely there is no divination against Israel, neither is there enchantment against Jacob. In Numbers 25, the Bible said they began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, the people that could not be cursed. Wrong union. Got thousands of them dead in a moment. Wrong union. It is that powerful. What was the strategy of Pharaoh to weaken the Israelites and to take away their might? Kill the males so that their girls will be vulnerable to marry wrong people. Attack the seeds. Say to yourself, I carry a very precious seed. Look at the way you are saying it. It will not be sown on wrong soil. Say it again, I carry a very precious seed. It will not be sown on wrong soil. Now listen to this. The quality of every marriage is determined by the quality of the people inside. I know you have heard it before, but listen to me. So it means it matters who is getting married. I have said this again and again. Let the most anointed man of God in the world join you together. No miracle takes place on the wedding day. Nothing that will alter the character or the nature of the person you are marrying. If you have brought a goat to the altar, put suit or gown on the goat. A goat you shall marry. If you dress a cow with the most expensive gown in the world and put lipstick and everything and say, cow, you are married today. The cow will cooperate at least for the moment in church. Do you know? This is a true life story. I saw this. A guy was getting married years back. You will not marry Robisho. Are you seeing that only the girl said amen? And I'm still going there. I say again, you will not marry rubbish. Because the boy says, I know who I am. But there he is. This guy was going to get married Friday night, stroke the Saturday of his wedding. He went to drink with his friends and they all slept off in a beer parlor. It was around past 7 in the morning that they tapped him. Today is your wedding day. He couldn't brush. He couldn't bath. He just did ablution, wash his face, wash his hand, wore the suit, was not tight. He had to take bike to the venue of the wedding. When they said it was time for the groom, whatever groom or broom, to kiss the bride, the mouth was so smelly, the wife had to pull aside. But you know what? We all see all those red flags, but want to marry regardless. And that's why I'm saying, in the body of Christ and in our local churches, we must learn to normalize breakup. There's nothing deep about breakup. Okay? Somebody in the media has broken up in choir. Let them do their duty as unto the Lord. And don't be a witch to be asking, we are not seeing both of you together. What's your business? Since we've known you, we've not seen you with somebody too. Are you following what I'm saying? Let's normalize breakup. And let me tell you, I know today is Valentine. People want to go and eat out. Before you start posting pictures, be sure. Okay? But I know what I'm saying. Be very sure that this is... You know why? The internet never forgets. So that next year, Valentine, they will not put pictures together. Only you. 6 different pictures. Everything look lo and behold. Be very careful. We should... Listen to this. There's absolutely nothing wrong in people being in the same place knowing that you are a good person, but this can't work. Sometimes 2 good people can't work. And it is only normal. And if 2 good people can't work, they should go separate ways and still serve the Lord. And sometimes it may be that it could not work because they both needed to go and grow. But if you have blocked the person, Nigerian prison is not as filled as the block session of many ladies. Your name should not just be Jennifer, Jailer Jennifer, or something, something, just put a name there. Either Potiphar was actually in charge of prison. Ask your neighbor, are you a Potiphar? Okay, sorry. Listen to this. Please listen. You know, sometimes when you tell people that it is possible to have complete vulnerability in marriage, people will argue it out. Nonsense. You can't trust a woman. Tell women this about your life. They will go back and mock you. Where are they talking from? From pain. From observation. Some of them have never been married. How did they know? Their parents. What they saw on TV. Movies. Because the first introduction you have to marriage is not your own marriage. It's that of your parent. If it was attacked, yours too have been attacked indirectly. You will need to unlearn. You cannot get your information from what did not work. You cannot pick your reference from what failed. And it is like that. You cannot. Some of you will have to get to the point where you will have to scream it out. I will not marry wrong. Because everything this is around you is showing that you will. Your sister got it wrong. Your mom did too. You love your dad, but you are not proud of him as your father. And if you carry that baggage, it becomes an orientation. It becomes an orientation. So you get into a relationship with somebody innocently who is just being himself. And every time the guy does something, you overreact. Because you've gotten to a point where you can't see people for what they are. You now see people for what they remind you of. Because you are carrying baggages. It is the quality of the people getting in that determines the quality of the marriage. And what determines the quality of the people? The quality of their orientation. Are you aware there are people who are excited about getting married who actually know nothing about marriage? I'm sorry, but that's the truth. The guy doesn't know anything about how to treat a woman. Knows nothing. Has never read any book. The girl knows nothing about how to talk to a man, how to treat a man. Some people have dated for 6 years, but they only courted for 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks to their wedding that their eyes got opened. That was why they fought for that 2 weeks. If only they've been courting. Are you following what I'm saying? No, people have many flimsy things you pay attention to. Like I'm paying attention to her dress sense, but not her sense. Checking her dress sense like, wow. But who cares about how she raises? She's talking upside down. So I just like her like that. You know, sometimes it takes somebody who has sense to tell you that what you are doing doesn't make sense. I just like her like that. And we have a society that has helped us to live completely on the surface and yet celebrated. People don't get into deep matters. You know, somebody just like, this year now, people are peppering me, Valentine. Next year, me too, I'll pepper somebody, either with a ego too or something, as soon as pepper. Just going to pepper somebody too. Me too, I'll do my own. You want to use your marital destiny for vengeance. To revenge. That I will show them all, and they will collect. You've been planning. This is the kind of hoodies we'll make and take pictures together. Your boo, your bae. Hope you are not feeling attacked. I'm still introducing. I'm going to enter now. So, no, just follow me. Listen. How do I say this? Listen to what I'm saying. I want to give an illustration. One time, in a psychiatric hospital, they brought three mad people together and they were going to psychoanalyze them if these guys are now fine. All right? And part of the test they were going to give them was that they drew a car on the board and they said, come on, start this car. Two got up and start pushing the car. Car, move. Ah! The doctor said, these ones are so worse. They are not responding to treatment at all. He was so impressed at the last guy that was seated. Wow. Some of you have just looked at the guy. He's getting better. The doctor said, why are you not pushing the car? The guy said, when I'm not mad, you drew a car. You didn't draw key. You said I should push. How will it start? Who is madder? Listen to what I'm saying. The fact that you dated a lousy fool doesn't mean the introvert is wise. The Bible said, even a fool looks wise until he what? Speaks. Don't be quick to say, it's so different. It's so different. It's coming to church. You have not read. Job 1. The sons of God gathered themselves before the Lord. Then cometh the devil also amongst them. Oh, yes. Let me tell you a story. I'm trying to show you why you must pay attention to people's orientation. I think then we were in Ife. So there was this guy. He was asking a girl out. I won't mention the guy's name in case if he's in this meeting. You know, people move. I'm sure he should have grown by now. Because nobody with that kind of foolishness will grow old. So he should have... So he spoke to the girl, dropped punchline. You are this. The girl looked at him, sized him up. And the girl placed her hand on his shoulder. I said, what's your name again?
said, my name is so and so and so. The guest said, all that you have just said, go and think about it. You know what the guy said? He said, okay, I'll go and think about it. That is what somebody would have done. Many of those things should not make it to your status if only you are patient. That it is not about just getting married. It's not about changing status. Say, now I'm engaged. It is about doing it properly with the right person, with the right sense. He may dress well, but it's not fine. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. One boy came to meet me in church years back. I said, I like sister so and so and so. I said, why? He said, because she comes to church all the time. I said, leave my sight. You are not ready. Have you taken your time to check and ask yourself a question? Number one, where am I going in life? Because that's what determines the kind of person that can join you. Have you seen people that they have about 4X and all the four people are different individuals? Four extremely different. That is one of the acid tests that you don't know where you are going. Four extremely different people. I mean, they are not heading similar direction at all. And if you ask the guy, what kind of girl do you want? Say, well, you see, I like them slim. What do you mean? What do you mean you like them slim? There are fish slim, there are slim fishes too. What do you mean? Say, I just like them slim. Are you saying the entirety of what you are looking out for is based on externalities? This is the person that will be a mother to your children. And all you can see is the slim waist. Say, you cute, what kind of girl, this girl, what kind of boy do you like? Say, you know, I just like boys with a touch of bad boys. Just like the bad boy vibe. Because of what you are seeing on TV. Do you know what it means to be married to a bad boy? The number of Igbo you'll be smoking from your parlor. You will have to quarantine your children from your husband. And tell them, don't be like your dad. It will not be you. Yeah. Say that amen again loud and clear. Yeah. It will not be you. Yeah. Some of these things, look at it, make sense. They are picture perfect. Until you know what those who are going through, it feels like. I met a guy. Unfortunately, the son of one of the most powerful politicians in this country. We had a relationship. Met the wife. When you go to their house, the picture you are seeing on the wall and the woman you are seeing are not the same thing. Have you seen people that when they marry a person, the person starts depreciating immediately because of the quality of individual that they are? And after a while, the lady came and said, can I talk to you? I said, okay. I said, you see this guy? He's a beast. The guy cannot have sex until he will beat her till she was dying. That was when he will now enjoy sex. It do so, he come with a touch of 50 cents. I like them like that, young, free, and wild, like a tiger. I'll tear you. I like it like that. Should we tell them? I'm not really ladies pray for a man who will beat you to nonsense. And I'll say, shall we? Now, let me give you a few insider's information. The percentage of married people who wish they did not marry their spouse is more than the percentage of those who are happily married. Write this in capital letter and I'll show you why.
And it will also interest you to know that there are people who on a daily basis wish their spouse was dead. On a daily basis. They're actually looking forward to a time that they will hear that the spouse is dead. One of my friends was sharing with me, a man close to them was sick. They rushed the man to the hospital. They were rushing around. Let's see how we can help him. And the wife just held his hand. And the wife said, let him die. His wala is too much. Let him die. Listen to what I'm saying. The day those people got married, they took pictures. Marriage is so deep. You have to know who you are marrying. You cannot just commit your entire life because the fellow is an introvert. Because the fellow is fine. It's so deep. And there are many reasons. And we have to be realistic with this. Some people are married to people that they have no emotional connection to. They feel nothing. And somebody say, just marry like that. It will meet you later. It won't. It won't. The kind of love, are you with me, that you have for brethren in church is agape. If Pastor Tumiche comes to meet me now and just say, Apostle, I love you. I love you. Oga, stand, wait. Stay there. What do you mean? Say, Apostle, I just don't know. I just love you. Oga. Are you aware that if you see somebody as just a brother in the Lord, you should not go ahead with the person yet? Every marriage that will walk, stand on three legs. Number one, conviction that you heard God. This is God. It doesn't have to start with a feeling, but there must be conviction. Number two, there should be agreement in terms of direction in life. Not like you are necessarily going the same place. But your direction in life, one will not have to die for another to survive. Are you seeing that? So there must be conviction. There must be unity in purpose. Like Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they agree? Number three, there must, listen to this, there must be attraction. If you are not attracted to the person, please hold on. When you see couples that are not attracted to themselves, you can tell. They are struggling to confess love. And listen to this. When it comes to the issue of attraction, many things can actually kill your sense of attraction. One of the most powerful things that can kill your attraction is pornography. What pornography will do is that it will objectify the opposite sex. It will make them as a sexual object. Once you are hooked on it, you will only feel satisfied based on the idol, your sexual idol in that realm. And you see, this is the reason why many are married. They couldn't wait. They wanted to touch each other before they got married. Now they are married. They can't touch. Because somebody is distracted with pornography. And listen to this. Marriage doesn't solve it. Marriage doesn't solve it. It is deep. Say the guy is sexually active so that he will not cheat. Let me just give it to him. If you give it to him before marriage, somebody else will give it to him too when you are married. You cheat on God with him. He will cheat on you with somebody else. It's a law. It is amazing how that people complain about what they were enjoying before you got married. You were enjoying it together. So I'm telling you now, and this is the fact, there are many people who are married who, if you tell them, just make one wish, they will wish they reverse the day they said I do. So you should not rush. It is better, regardless of your age, that you are single and trusting God for a spouse than to be married and hoping one day you find a way out. It is not everyone that lost their spouse that are truly mourning. Some feel they have just earned their freedom. It is very important. Are you still with me? Are you sure you are still with me? And many times people saw the red flags. They saw the signs. Listen to this. Regardless of the day relationship ends, it is still better than to marry a dysfunctional person. Oh, I've wasted 5 years with this guy. God will reward you. And sometimes people know this fellow is wrong. But say, well, I've invested so much. It's better. Some investment should waste. You are not necessarily going to reap where you sow, but you reap what you sow. Is that okay now? Some investment should... Are you with me? Let somebody else come and reap the harvest. Listen to this. There are people that it will take your intercessors being offended at you to marry them. What did I say? Let me come again. There are people you should not marry unless those who are praying for you are angry with you. And like Uriah, your valiant men have withdrawn. Somebody came to tell me, this boy said he liked me. I just asked that a question. I said, I have one question. When you answer the question, come back. Who stopped praying for you? Go and find out. For this to even be something you are thinking about, somebody powerful has withdrawn. And you must know the person. That's the truth. She said, I say it's the truth. So I'm going to find out. Listen to this. Some people are in that condition. You know why? Because they married a low-budget version of their crush. Are you with me? These are deep matters. Somebody liked somebody so well, and the person said no, and insisted I will marry somebody that looked like him. Are you aware that it is possible for a couple to be enjoying sex because in the imagination, the fellow has to put another face there to be active towards the partner? Don't let anyone deceive you. If you don't see a connection, hold on till you see it. And when you know that the reason why you are not seeing a connection is either because of fear or certain wrong practices, then pray it out. Get counsel. Get counsel. I want to say it again, and this is very common, but people don't talk about it. Many people are coming for you because you look like who they like that they can't have. And you must find out. Both male and female. Somebody say, I like my pastor, but he's married. Are you like him? And you now see, they try to re-engineer the guy to be like the pastor. This guy is a funny guy. When he comes anywhere, people laugh. Say, she wants him, when you call me, people should actually stand up and say, welcome, sir. And this is not the kind of person. People have married somebody else and try to make the person look like their desire. Marry people for who they are, not what they look like. Who they are. That is what will stand the test of time. That is what will survive seasons. Are you still with me? Are you aware that sex in marriage is only fun when you marry right? If you marry wrongly, sex is emotional rape. Your partner takes the form of your abuser. In your mind. In the name that is above all names, you will not miss it. I read one of the books of Pastor He Adeboye on the subject of marriage. And he said there are three equations for a good marriage. He said equation one, angels don't eat jollof rice. So which one is this again?
So what he was simply saying is, if you like, call her my angel, the one that fell from heaven, whichever one. As long as she's eating jollof rice, she's a human being. She's not perfect. She will misbehave. If you like, store his number with Archangel. Now you... Tell your neighbor, are you an angel? Listen to this. Those who marry people for their sex appeal are the first to get tired. Those who marry people for their sex appeal are the first to get tired. It cannot carry you for life. If there's any principal word I'll tell you today, it is to be patient. And let me tell you why. It is possible that God spoke to you about someone, that at the point God spoke, the fellow is engaged. And God will not say, I did not speak. And you are not going back and say, God, scatter it. That's witchcraft. My spiritual father shared their story. When God told him about Mama, she was engaged. She even did introduction. And God did not change what he had said. It was after then that just did one final test and saw that the genotype was not compatible. Say, sorry, we can't marry this. Somebody has been waiting. That was how I married my wife. My wife, Jesus. When God told me that's your wife, I said, God, if this one say I'm not doing it, don't talk to me about marriage again, because how can somebody be this fine? Let me tell you something, though. My wife is not a dealing. Like, God wants to deal with me, so I give you this person. How can your spouse be a dealing from God? Like, God wants to deal with you to teach you how to walk through wilderness of life. But are you aware that there are spouses that are a form of judgment? When you marry this one, you are being judged. And it's life imprisonment. Hey! The ring should be handcuffs. Like, we sentence you, bye-bye. And I like to give it raw so you can hear what I'm saying. There are many fools who are well-dressed. Beware. Don't let pressure make you lose your sense of self-worth. When you know that you deserve better, hold on till what God has for you comes. I want to quickly get into some very serious matters. Okay? Are you still with me? I said there are many people who are wishing that they did not marry who they married. You know the way they play football and they say halftime? Can you imagine if there's an halftime in marriage? I say halftime now, you can take a break. You are not married for the next 5 years. And you have the right not to come together in case you don't feel like. Let me ask you a question. How many of you are married there? Wave your hands, let me see. Please wave your hands quickly. You are married? Wave your hands. Okay, please put it down. How many people that if God comes now and give you a blank check and say you can re-choose and I will stand by you, how many will go for that same person? No, it's rhetorical. JKK, don't wave. No. Don't wave. No wave. So that those who didn't wave will not look like, no. Don't wave. If God should see it now, say, oh, well. Don't marry someone that you wish you were never together. And let me beg you. Because of time, I'm trying to quickly fix many things together.
It is not everyone who is truly happy on their wedding day. No, these are things we don't talk about. People marry with different thoughts. Oh, I wish I'd married that guy. I wish he's not this one. I wish I'd not said no to that guy in a hurry. I wish I'd been patient. I wish, you know, sometimes God can tell a man that you are in your season to get married. And because of the way he's coming, it may look like he's not patient. And sometimes I feel we are just in a hurry. Like, we have this default way you expect a guy to come. Like, how can he chat me up? Instagram DM. Like, what is that? Instagram. Okay. Is it demons that are on Instagram? How can he chat me from Facebook? Like, Facebook. Do you know how harsh Facebook is? But you are there. You are there. See, he's on Twitter. It's Twitter. And you just came to my DM. Your spouse can meet you anywhere. I met my wife on Telegram. Telegram. I'm telling you. Telegram. We'll be praying. You'll comment. Amen. I say, who is this Chinese? Just look at that. I say, how is this Chinese? And you know, one of the things that stood out when I met my wife was that the day she came to our church, she just came, felt like coming. She was the first lady ever that will sit in front of me and look into my eyes. People just go, so good to see you, sir. So, I've been watching from afar. My wife just sat down and looked at me. If you meet my wife, you know she's one confident person. Sometimes I'm like, calm down. Looked at me and looked around. I said, wow, this feels like home. I said, okay. So how are you doing? What do you do? What are you doing? She said, I'm what you like here. She was going back. She had to travel back. I was extra caring. Okay, so how are you going now? Should I call somebody? I felt like she should not go again. Just be here with us. But we met Telegram prayer. Your spouse can come from anywhere that people are. Like, can you just chat me up on WhatsApp? Chop blocking. Bam. And some people have blocked the person God is talking to them about. They have. You don't believe. Some people say, I'd rather die than to marry my ex. And you believe that things can be recycled. Listen, when you are patient around the subject of love and marriage, you see things for what they are. Hey, you know what's happening now? All the good boys have been taken, says who? They are marrying all the fine girls. Everybody just pick their own. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you want some leftovers? Or what God has for you? Hey, you know, if you're not smart now, you just leave. No. You can't outsmart God. It is so serious that Eve could not be brought to Adam till he was asleep. Tell your neighbor, go to sleep. Today, Valentine, somebody scrolling through WhatsApp status. Let me see. Did she post anybody? She didn't post. And there are some people now, they go and call them. Say, hey, like they post you. They post you. And meanwhile, somebody is somewhere, put up a picture, only show two, lie there and friends. Then post another one, only show two, Angela and friends. And you are using one stone to kill multiple birds. I say, they post me. But do you know what I found out? That it's not everyone that is interested in the subject of good marriage
Some just want to marry. That's all. Like, what's there? I've seen ladies who say, I can't marry a man who will not beat me. Like, what's the fun? Like, you mean swollen jaw is fun. Blue eyes, fun. Interesting. You know why? You can be addicted to abuse.